This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. is already critical of Syria's latest pledge to move its troops in Lebanon. Today, amid ongoing demonstrations against Syrian occupation, the presidents of Syria and Lebanon announced a plan. They said Syria will move its forces to Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley by the end of the month. Once that happens, the two sides will meet again to discuss when the 14,000 Syrian troops will leave Lebanon altogether.
Lebanese opposition leaders and the U.S. State Department have criticized the agreement because it does not include a timetable for the immediate withdrawal of all Syrian soldiers and intelligence agents. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Beirut, and Ivan, Lebanon's outgoing defense minister has said that the Syrian troops would begin redeploying today. Are there any signs of that?
Well, I traveled up to some of the Syrian bases, which starts up in the mountains just 20 miles from central Beirut. There you see Syrian soldiers living in surprisingly humble conditions, these makeshift barracks. And I did see perhaps a dozen old Syrian trucks loaded up with equipment leaving towards eastern Lebanon. And the agreement that was signed today does say that by the end of the month, these forces should move to the eastern part of the country. Some of these trucks were breaking down on the steep roads as they were trying to head out. But there are many bases in this area. And at one, I was briefly detained by several Syrian soldiers who stopped my vehicle at gunpoint. They said they did not want journalists in that area today, but by tomorrow, we could come back to check the area. So that suggests they would be leaving perhaps soon. An interesting sidebar, I spoke with some Lebanese in the villages around this area. They said they did not support these the politicians running these opposition demonstrations down in Beirut day after day, but they did support the idea of kicking Syria's soldiers out of this country once and for all.
Ivan, you mentioned the demonstrators, the protesters in the streets of Beirut. They've been having huge protests for the last few weeks calling for the withdrawal of Syria from Lebanon. What would satisfy the opposition at this point?
Well, they're calling for a concrete timetable from Syria that would explain how and when they would make the full withdrawal of all 14,000 Syrian soldiers and the intelligence agents. They said they did not get that. They held another large demonstration today. You had tens of thousands, probably, of supporters in Martyrs Square in the center of the city. They had a moment of silence for the assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister Refik Hariri. And they chanted anti-Syrian slogans like "out, out, Syria." The leaders of this movement, they say that the current president of Lebanon is a puppet of Syria, and he does not have the legitimacy to negotiate the future possible withdrawal of Syrian forces from this country, which is mentioned in this agreement that's just been signed by the Lebanese and Syrian president.
Ivan, there is a strong pro-Syrian contingent within Lebanon, the group Hezbollah among them. What do Syria's supporters say?
Well, Hezbollah is leading the pro-Syrian camp. They stayed on the fence for a long time and yesterday came out with a statement basically challenging the opposition, saying that you do not speak for all Lebanese. In fact, Hezbollah is one of the most powerful political blocs here, and they are going to organize a rally tomorrow here in the streets of Beirut, showing their support for Syria, saying that Syria has helped protect Lebanon in the past from Israel, that it has helped keep stability in this country, though Hezbollah does say that Lebanon should follow an agreement from 1991 that does call for Syria's eventual withdrawal of forces from this country. Hezbollah regularly summons more than 100,000 supporters to its events. Its protest tomorrow is likely to embarrass the Lebanese opposition, which has only been able to muster perhaps tens of thousands of protesters at its daily demonstrations.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Ivan, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.